This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen has resigned after 16 months on the job and immense pressure from the White House and public over the situation along the U.S. southern border. While she did not say exactly why she's quitting, Nielsen wrote she hopes the next secretary will have the support of Congress and the courts in fixing the laws which have impeded the ability to fully secure America's borders and which have contributed to discord in the nation's discourse. She said the country and the men and women of DHS deserve to have all of the tools and resources they need to execute the mission entrusted to them. The United Nations has issued an urgent appeal for a two-hour truce in the suburbs of Tripoli to evacuate civilians and those wounded as forces loyal to military commander General Khalifa Haftar continue a push aimed at taking the capital. Libya's UN-backed Prime Minister Fayez Sarraj has called the action by Haftar an attempted coup. We get more from Edward Uranian reporting for VOA from Cairo.
Amateur video showed forces loyal to General Khalifa Haftar defending their positions around Tripoli's international airport south of the city. Arab media reported the airport, closed since 2014, remained under Haftar's control, but opposing Libyan forces are trying to recapture it. Haftar's military spokesman, Colonel Ahmed al-Mismari, told Arab media that Libyan National Army Air Force planes launched four raids near the airport.
Edward Uranian reporting for VOA. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's party is asking for a recount of votes in Istanbul after the ruling party lost last week's mayoral election. In a humiliating setback for Erdogan, the opposition Republican People's Party narrowly won Istanbul. This is VOA News. Uganda security teams have rescued an American woman and her driver who had been kidnapped by gunmen in a national park. The two are said to be in good health and in safe hands of security officials. Four unidentified gunmen kidnapped Kimberly Sue Endicott, who's 56, and her driver, Jean-Paul Morange, near a wilderness camp inside Queen Elizabeth National Park Tuesday evening. An elderly couple who were robbed but not taken alerted a park official to that abduction. The abduction happened in the section of the park which sits near the border with the Democratic Republic of Congo. The Rwandan President Paul Kagame began a week of solemn ceremony Sunday to commemorate the lives of those murdered during the Rwandan genocide, a three-month killing spree that began 25 years ago. Reuters' Mia Womersley reports.
800,000 Tutsi and moderate Hutus were murdered during a three-month killing spree that began 25 years ago. President Kagame laid a wreath at the Gazozi genocide memorial site, where over a quarter of a million people are buried. Before the government and foreign dignitaries attended an afternoon of speeches and song.
5 years later, here we are, all of us, wounded and heartbroken, yes, but unvanquished.
The 100 days of slaughter began on the night of April the 6th, 1944.
That's Reuters' Mia Womersley reporting. British Prime Minister Theresa May talked about the consequences of delaying a Brexit compromise. We get more from Reuters' Pascal Davies.
A warning from Britain's Prime Minister to try to stop Brexit slipping from her grasp. On Saturday, Theresa May said the longer it takes to find a compromise deal with the opposition Labour Party, the less likely it is the UK will leave the European Union at all. May and the Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn have held 3 days of meetings to attempt to agree to a Brexit deal Parliament will say yes to. But talks have not progressed as much as was hoped.
Well, I'm waiting to see the red lines move.
Corbyn also faces pressure from some in his party not to agree any deal without a commitment from May to hold a new referendum on it. The Sunday Times newspaper reported the Prime Minister does have a plan to put a customs agreement with the EU in law, with the hope this softer approach would win over the Labour Party.
That's Reuters' Pascal Davies reporting. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.